This is John Erling. Today's date is August 6th, 2010. Boone, if you will state your full name, please.
Thomas Boone Pickens.
Were you named after?
You know, it's kind of funny, John, that I'm a junior, but really my dad's name is not the same as mine. I know you can put junior on anything you want to. It's a name. But my dad is Thomas Boone Pickens, but he has a third name, Sibley, Thomas Boone Sibley Pickens. They didn't give me that name, but they did put junior on it. So when my dad died in 1988, I dropped junior off my name.
Your date of birth and your present age?
May 22, 28, Holdenville. I'm 82 years old.
You might tell us where we're recording this interview?
In Dallas, in my office in Dallas at Preston Center.
As you said, you were born in Holdenville. You might tell them just exactly where Holdenville is in Oklahoma?
Holdenville is 10 miles from Wewoka, 40 miles from McAllister, 20 from Seminole, 40 from Shawnee, and 75 miles southeast Oklahoma City.
There's a story surrounding your birth. Your mother might have lost her life had it not been for your father. What is that story?
Let me back you up as to the doctors involved. Two brothers, Wallaces, they bought the hospital in Holdenville, and they're from Duncan. One of them was a surgeon, one was a GP. My parents got married in 1923. And had difficulty. My mother couldn't get pregnant, and they made a trip to Mayo's, and they told them to just go back and continue to try. And she got pregnant. Well, she'd gotten pregnant in late 27 because I was born in May of 28. Now we get down to the birth date, and fortunately, the doctor, one of the two brothers, was a surgeon, was her doctor. So he took my dad in a room. My dad said there was a large book on the table across the room, and he assumed it to be a Bible. Then I had my dad tell me this story, I would say, at least six times. He told it exactly the same way every time. He said they went in, and he said, Tom, he said, we may have a really difficult decision to make here, but said Grace can't deliver, so you may have to decide who survives here. And my dad said, no, we can't do that. He then talked about what the problem was, why she couldn't deliver. My dad said, but you're not this far, and he held up his fingers, and that baby, and it was an inch, was all. And he said, surely you can save the baby and my wife, too. And then they went over to the book that was on the table. It was a medical book. The doctor said, well, this is what I have to work with. He said, I've got a page and a half and one picture of a cesarean section. My dad said, read it good. Remember every bit of it. We've got to do it. And he talked the surgeon into doing it. Before they left the room, my dad said, let's kneel down and pray. And they did. And my dad said he went outside and sat down. Some minutes after that, the doctor walked through the room. And I said, how long? He said, I don't know. I don't know how long I'd been sitting there. Could have been 5 minutes. It could have been 15 or 20 minutes, not any longer. But he walked through the room, didn't say anything to him, went into the operating room, and came back out, and he said, you got a little boy, and Grace and the baby are fine. There was not a cesarean birth in that Holdenville General Hospital until I think it was like 30 years later.
Could have been the first in Oklahoma, maybe?
I don't know. It was 1928. We sure know when it was. But, you know, with that kind of start, you can kind of make anything out of it. One, you were for sure very lucky that you had the surgeon brother that was the doctor, because I don't think my dad would ever talk the other doctor into doing that. I don't think he could have done it. So that was a real break. But the biggest break you had was a dad that said, no, you got to get that baby out of there. You're only this far away from it. You can do it. Just his leadership with the surgeon to talk him into doing that is a real break for me.
The fact that he had no doubt in his mind, if he'd waffled back and forth, might have made a difference to the surgeon.
I think, honestly, knowing my dad and the way he told the story, that he never wavered. He just said, got to do it.
Yeah. And then you were obviously then an only child.
Yeah, they told my parents then, said, you can't ever try to have children or have children again, because a woman that's had a cesarean section can never have another child, which now it's very common to have several. My mother was born in 1900. So she was 28 years old, and my father was born in 97, so he was 31.